Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from Rhonda Luna, the executive director of Options Menominee, a pregnancy resource center where you'll find no-cost pregnancy tests and essential information about your choices upon receiving a positive pregnancy test. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Discuss adoption, abortion, and parenting freely with Rhonda Luna and her team at Options Menominee. As they recognize the importance of a thoughtful and understanding conversation at Options, they believe in empowering individuals to make an informed decision without judgment. Their mentors offer a safe space for open discussions on challenging topics. Additionally, Options Menominee provides a caring, learning environment to help and support individuals when they decide to become a parent. They have an earn and learn program to help with the baby supplies that moms will need. If placing for adoption, you can count on Options Menominee to walk beside you during pregnancy and help you navigate the decision you've made to provide another family a gift of love. So if you're pregnant and needing help and in the areas of Menominee, Downsville, Wheeler, Colfax, O'Galley, Elmwood, Spring Valley, Elk Mound, Ridgeland, Downing, Boyceville, Durand, Arkansas, Pepin, Plum City, Knapp, Wilson, and Glenwood City, Options Menominee is available for you. Rhonda Luna has served as their director throughout, and when I spoke with her earlier this week, I asked her to tell us more about herself and about Options Menominee.
I have been the director here at Options in Menominee for just 6 years here now in April, and married, have three boys, have two grandsons, and excited to do God's work here. We started Options for Women here in Menominee in 2017 with the ground running paperwork, and we opened doors a year later in 2018, and in 2019 we saw our first clients. Our mission statement is empowering women and transforming families to cultivate life-affirming choices and healthy relationships.
And so so you've been the single director. I mean, how did the original vision start for it, and how have you seen that play out?
Well, I was part of a center in 2006 until 2009 in Red Wing, Minnesota. It actually came from somebody else's desire to have a pregnancy resource center. I actually had walked through for the life of the mother, abortion myself. And so I went through post-abortion recovery, and out of that, came the desire to help, men and women who've walked that road of, having to make a difficult decision in a very small window of time, for whatever reason that is. And I know the healing that needs to come for women and men who are post-abortive. And this was an opportunity when I was asked to step in to allow God to work through whatever it is that he's calling for me to do in each of those communities to help women who find themselves in a difficult decision-making process through an unplanned pregnancy or one that is planned, that is challenging for whatever reason, to be educated and to know that the decision is difficult, and it goes against our grain of who we are and who we were created to be and how we're supposed to bring forth life. And we're in this world that throws so many things at us, and we just need a place to have a loving shoulder that will come alongside us and listen and help us to sort through all of the facts and be able to make an informed decision, and then be supported through that process, and be able to, you know, hopefully bring life to their pregnancy. But if not, depending on the circumstances, we also do miscarriage grief, and we do post-abortion recovery, and so that's kind of a desire and things of where. Reasoning behind a lot of the pregnancy centers in America, and so this is just an opportunity locally to make a difference in the lives of our community and to help those that have a past of grief and child loss for whatever reason to be able to walk through healing.
Yeah. And so being right in a college town, I mean, obviously that stands out. Stout is a wonderful campus with students from not only Western Wisconsin, but really all over the Midwest, right?
Yes, correct. And we are strategically placed between North and South Campus right downtown on Broadway and 6th Avenue. And we really felt like this was a great place for visibility. We are, you know, in a large, we're in the old Marion Hotel building. So there's not, you know, windows on our level, which makes it a little bit difficult, but it also provides confidentiality and all of that, which is important for people who are coming in for a free pregnancy test or a free ultrasound. So unfortunately, Stout is not our largest population. There are plays at work in the college that offers other alternatives to pregnancy. So really trying to be present in the community and in different events so that they are aware that we are there. We're really, now that we have the ultrasound machine, which we got 6 months ago, thanks to a lot of donors and grants and the Knights of Columbus here in Wisconsin, we were able to acquire our limited OB ultrasound. And with that, we can do pre-abortion screening. And so for us to be able to market that, so when people are looking at their healthcare choice as a possible abortion, we can provide them with a free pregnancy test and a free ultrasound. Now, this ultrasound does three purposes. It checks the placement of the baby in the uterus, which is so important because if it's an ectopic pregnancy, it will show as a pregnancy, a positive pregnancy. But if that person chose to take an abortion pill, it could be life-threatening because an ectopic pregnancy is potentially life-threatening for the mother anyway. So this shows, the nurse is able to see the placement and to make sure that we're not in a medical emergency and that the pregnancy is in the uterus. Then it also checks the viability. It checks for the heartbeat, and it also checks the gestational age. So knowing the age of the baby prior to making a decision is also information that's needed, because if people are using the abortion pill, that needs to be used under a under 10 weeks of pregnancy. Otherwise, there could be some severe adverse reactions to the mother. So empowering them with, is the baby in the uterus, does it have a heartbeat, and what age it is, can help us to support them and help them in their decision-making process. Of course, we hope that they make a choice for life. We don't make their choice for them. They make that themselves. We're there to talk through all of these things and hopefully be able to help them to make a choice for adoption or for parenting.
Hmm. And so do you have one or two people who are trained in doing the ultrasound? Because that's a step up beyond just the standard offerings of pregnancy care centers in the past, obviously.
Correct. So we have an RN who has been trained in limited obstetrical ultrasounds. And so she's gone through all the training for that. And so she currently can do those. We have a medical director. We've transitioned now that we have an ultrasound to a medical pregnancy resource center. So we are, we do have a medical director that is over us, and she scans or reads all of these ultrasounds within 24 hours. And in case there is something that our RN, you know, potentially didn't see, so that we can also, if there's something that needs to be referred for an emergency that maybe our ultrasound sonographer would have missed.
What kind of impact are you seeing in this first 6 months with the ultrasound in terms of, do you have any stories of prospective clients who have been impacted by this?
Yeah, we've done around 20 ultrasounds. Some of them are competency scans for our nurse to, you know, to stay up to date on the scans and what she's looking for. Some of them are for maternal health. Some of our clients that are in our Earn While You Learn program, receiving material assistance and the care and support through their pregnancy. They like to have be able to do a baby check, and so we do some of those, and then we do the pre-abortion screening. We had one person, we've had a couple, but one person in particular who had been referred to us, and she was definitely determined to have an abortion, and she came in and had her pregnancy test, and she was a lot further along than what she had thought, and when she saw that baby, she said, "I can't do that." And so she chose to keep her baby, and she has had that baby, and things are just great. So we're so thankful to be part of that. We've recently had another one that had come in, and she was determined to have an abortion, and she saw the heartbeat, and she said, "Wow." And the next day we checked in with her, and she said that ultrasound really made a difference in her decision. So we're so thankful that we have this opportunity to show life in the womb at such an early stage, because, you know, so many people think it's just a blob of tissue, and it's, you know, we're all blobs of tissue, right? So it's just that part of being able to show them the heartbeat and to help them to understand that there is life, and we're called to cherish life, and just being able to walk alongside them and help them to be educated during this scary time in their life.
Mm, for sure. I know, obviously, to do this from the original vision, I mean, there was a period, obviously, for there was no options in Menominee, and you've been there, and as you say, for 6 years now. And so talk about the support you've received from the Menominee community to get options up and running and keep going, and now expanding out to include the ultrasound service.
Yeah, so we've been able to reach out to the churches in the community, and some of them support us on a monthly basis. Some of them support us through a baby bottle drive, and we've been able to, through the churches then and other organizations, find donors who are standing behind the cause of life, and they have come forward and have either decided to give monthly or to give quarterly or annually. And I've been able to put out a couple different grant opportunities when we were doing our build out, and they've just been so faithful to trust God and to write a check. It's been amazing to see how God has taken care of when he's called us to do something, that he's walking us through it and he's supporting it. So we're so blessed by that. And so we've got about 500 people on our mailing list. We've got about a little over 200 that are active donors. And, you know, that goes anywhere from, you know, $20 once in a while or $20 a month to, you know, to whatever it is that someone feels that God is laying on their heart. So we, like I said, we've just been so blessed to have people that want to see moms supported and want to see pregnancy honored. And it's just a great place to be God's hands and feet. I know there was a time when I first came to Menominee, because I'm not originally from here, that somebody had asked me about it, and I had said, "No, I did that before," you know, and so, like, thinking maybe somebody else, that was somebody else's place to be. And so it kind of just kept coming around over that year. And so I really felt that, you know, God was calling me back to be part of Pregnancy Resource. And it is, it's a scary thing to do. It's difficult to run a nonprofit. I can say myself, I don't feel like I'm gifted in any of it, but when God puts a call, he also qualifies and he equips and he trains in that. And I couldn't do it without my wonderful volunteers and my limited staff, and all the prayers of the people who are in the community that are praying for us on a regular basis. it's just this partnership in the community that God has brought like-minded people together, and we're doing it for His glory.
Rhonda Luna, the wonderful executive director of Options Menominee, with us on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. And they've got a golf scramble coming up, their biggest fundraiser of the year, on Saturday, June 28th at the Spring Valley Golf Course. Check-in will be 11, shotgun start at noon, $400 per team of four, $300 hole sponsor, $600 for team and hole sponsor both. 18 holes of golf, 5 raffle tickets, a golf cart, catered dinner, a swag bag, first and second place prizes. They would welcome both raffle prizes as well as door prizes. If you've got those or you'd like to learn more, check out optionsmenominee.com. That's all one word, optionsmenominee.com. Next week, we'll hear more about Options Menominee as well as hear from Padraig Gallagher, the new executive director of Feed My People, about the upcoming Empty Bowls. I'm Mark Halverson, Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Thanks for listening.